All right. Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Preswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We're here for day 7 of our 25 clients in 25 days program. Today we're going to talk about that need, that desire, sort of an urgency, if you will, to be more client attractive energetically. How do we be more client attractive? How do we step into our own client attractiveness? I think that number one is to know ourselves and to know who we are and to own who we are with confidence, with clarity, with humor. So when you're thinking about your clients looking for you, being someone who is client attractive is all about you owning who you are. And when I say owning, I mean the dark sides as well, the shadows as well. Not going into shame about our shadow, but also not being arrogant and thinking we know it all. Let's call in our guides and call in our angels. I say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to clear stuff. To let go of our belief that things have to be a certain way, to let go of our belief that we have to be a certain way in order to attract the clients that we want. We know that there are ways that we haven't even thought about yet, the ways that we don't even know about yet, that we can open ourselves to, that allow for the flow more easily. Flow of money, the flow of clients, the flow of joy, the flow of peace. And we now open ourselves to that flow, to those ideas, and we say thank you. And so it is. All right, let's start tapping. I really want to be client attractive. And I really want to do it in a way that honors who I am. I want to do it in a way that does not have me sacrifice me in order to get the client. I want to do it in a way that opens the door of possibility, of joy, of abundance. I want to do it in a way that allows me to stand in my power and not abandon myself through my anger or my annoyance, or abandon myself through kissing someone's ass when I don't want to. I ask for the wisdom to know when to say something and when not to. I ask for the wisdom to know how to say something with kindness, with compassion, with gentleness, to know that someone is not trying to get me. I'm not a victim. But rather, the connection was so profound that they wanted more. That they're learning still how to deepen that connection within themselves. They're learning still how to make that connection and to hold it. That's what I'm doing with my clients. That's what I'm doing to help them and their hunger to have that on an ongoing basis is a reflection of their growth. It is a reflection of where they are in their relationship to themselves, but also to the divine. I am willing to hold that space for them, to hold that vision with them, to know that who they are and why they're coming to me is so that they can get realigned with their own inner divinity, so that they can go out into the world and do the things that they need to do, that they want to do, that they are here to do. It is on me to remember that. It is on me to remember, to not look at anything else, but to remember that. That is why they're here. That is why they're with me. That is why they are coming in to do this work. And I can hold that with them, for them. I can hold that vision when they cannot. And I do it by taking care of myself, by being honest, by being kind and compassionate with me, by remembering my own connection with the divine and not betraying it. I can stand tall with my market to share with them who I truly am. It is safe for me to be who I truly am with my people because my people love it. My people love me for who I am, for the way in which I show up in the world, for the way in which I speak, for the way in which I handle my life. It is safe for me to be that person. It is safe for me to show up in the world powerfully, lovingly, compassionately, strongly. It is safe for me to be who I truly am and share that with the world. Because that is what my clients are looking for. That is what my clients hunger for. Because that is what they need so that they can do that, so that they can shine their light. As I shine my light powerfully, beautifully, brilliantly, radiantly, my clients have permission to do the same. My clients know that they too can shine their light beautifully, powerfully, brilliantly, radiantly, and sometimes even humorously. I call in that part of me that is willing to be seen, willing to be heard, willing to be known for who I am. And know that my clients will see me through the eyes of the divine. They will hear me through the ears of the divine. They will know me through the heart of the divine. And I can trust this. I can trust that they will come. They will come because I am doing what I need to do, being who I need to be. And how I need to be authentic, true, compassionate, kind, loving, radiant, honest, real, humorous, graceful, gracious. And sometimes that looks like having healthy boundaries, saying no, so that I can protect my own energy, which is the most important thing, knowing where my limit is and being unwilling to compromise it. I am client attractive. I am strong. I am beautiful. I am powerful. I am compassionate. I am brilliant. I am kind. I am love. And I am loving. I choose to be these things, to show up in the world in this way, with grace, with power, with strength, with honor. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth. And so it is. All right, nice deep breath, everybody. Go get your divine on. We'll see you on the call tomorrow. Have a beautiful afternoon, everybody. Bye now.